Hello, everyone. How are you doing? I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And since I'm Mike, I must be a boy, which means I'm better.
What?
Yeah, boys are better than girls. Everybody knows that.
Boys are not better than girls.
We are so much better than girls.
You have the white jeans.
Yeah.
You're better than girls.
No, I have blue jeans. See, they're blue. I don't know why. Why are you talking about why? Oh, my DNA, my chromosomes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
In your culture.
Yes.
Boys and girls are equally good.
No, boys are better.
No.
They're always better.
No.
They have better toys. They shave. They smell bad.
See, girls are better than boys.
Girls are great too. They're both great.
Mm.
But I don't like either of them. No, of course. They're both, I think people are good, but some people are bad. But they can be bad boys and bad girls.
Mm, so.
You have, how many kids do you have?
Two.
And they are both?
No, one boy and a girl.
And which one do you like more?
Equally.
That's a terrible question. Yeah, that is a terrible question. But because you love them both, because they're both wonderful.
Right.
Exactly. So boys are better than girls. I'm glad we decided that. No idea what I'm talking. Completely crazy. But the article, it says boys are not better than girls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out why.
Reading. Boys are not better than girls.
Sometimes, I wish I were a boy, so people would treat me differently, especially my parents. I feel like they're so old-fashioned when it comes to boys and girls, because they always treat my younger brother better than me. My parents always ask me to do housework, like scrubbing the floors and doing dishes, but they only want him to spend his time on his schoolwork without bothering to do any chores. They pay more attention to his future than mine. I focus a lot on my schoolwork and have dreams of my own, like studying abroad. Yet, my parents say those are unnecessary. They say I don't need to be successful, and all I need is to find a good husband. It's really not fair, and that's not all. My brother gets anything he wants when he asks my parents. Heaven forbid I ever ask them for anything, though, they'll tell me to be patient. Whatever happened to girls and boys being equal?
Okay, well, the writer is obviously not a boy. We know that because the first sentence says, sometimes I wish I were a boy. Okay, sometimes I wish I were a boy. So this person is a girl but would like to be a boy maybe. Why? So people would treat me differently, especially my parents.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. So this girl thinks maybe life as a boy would be better because people would treat me differently. When someone treats you, they behave or they act towards you in a certain way, okay? We can see this, you know, if we're walking down the street and a policeman stops you, you might be, oh, I'm sorry, sir, why did you stop me? Right? But if a little kid stops you and says, you can't go there, you might say, who are you? You're just a little kid. Because one person is a policeman and has some power, the other person is a little kid, you might act towards them, you might behave around them in a different way, or treat them differently.
Right. Mm. 所以其实在这里的 treat 啊，就是对待的意思。我们刚刚一直听到 behave 就是行为举止，对某一个人的行为举止，然后是某一种样子，那么就是对待某人的意思。Treat, T-R-E-A-T, 它是个动词哦。
That's right. For example, the workers at the 5-star hotel, very good hotel, always treat the guests very well, right? They bring you tea, they bring you a newspaper, they help you in any way. If it's at a 1-star hotel, here's your key, have a good time. That's it. They don't care. They don't carry your bags or make your bed all beautiful, right? So they treat you differently when you pay a lot of money at a fancy hotel.
对啊，像是五星级的饭店，我们叫做 5-star hotel。但是 anyways, 如果回来看这个文章，为什么要讲到对待这个字呢？因为作者很显然是一个女生，她在一开始她就说，我希望，我但愿 ,I wish。如果碰到这个字的话就要小心，就表示 wish 之后的事情绝对不是事实。也就是我但愿我是个男的，言下之意我就是个女的。所以 wish 通常都会搭配的是与事实相反的假设语气。那当然如果与现在事实相反的话 ,be 动词就一律用 were 了。所以 I wish I were a boy, 但愿我是个男生。这样子的话父母亲呢就会 treat me differently, 对待我的方式就不一样。
Okay, the girl says, I feel like they're so old-fashioned. So she feels her parents are old-fashioned when it comes to boys and girls because they always treat my younger brother better than me. So she thinks this is kind of old-fashioned. Something old-fashioned, you're doing it in the way that people did it 50 or 100 years ago. You're doing it in the way that maybe your grandfather or grandmother did it.But not in sort of the modern way that people do now. Because, you know, back in the old days, people thought, oh, you know, boys are strong and they could do things by themselves. Girls are, oh, they can get hurt so easily and, oh, they shouldn't go places, you know, without their mom or dad with them. But the young girl today feels that's kind of old-fashioned. Boys and girls can do the same things, they can live the same way, because...You know, they're just boys and girls, but they're, you know, they're not that different. So she thinks her parents are a little old-fashioned. For example, kids do this, don't they? They do think their parents are old-fashioned. Our example sentence says, Kelly thinks her dad's glasses are ugly and old-fashioned.
they're 对啊，所以其实不管是一些饰品啊、衣服啊，或者是那种讲话的方式啊，甚至是父母亲对待小孩的方式，有时候可能是有点过时了 old fashion 或者是老派的 old fashion、甚至啊我们中文可能如果提到这种男女之间的议题可能是哎，我父母亲很传统哎，他们比较重男轻女、这个传统的那个概念其实就是 old fashioned 当然我们都会觉得父母亲很传统啦不过作者特别提到说 when it comes to 这四个字的 when it comes to something 指的是当谈到什么样的主题的时候，尤其讲到男生女生的时候，哦，父母亲好像就很传统，重男轻女。
Okay, here's an example. My parents, the girl says, always ask me to do housework. So that's work around the house, cooking, cleaning, things that your mom might do, for example. Housework like scrubbing the floors and doing dishes.So that's the kind of thing her parents want her to do. Do the dishes, wash the dishes after we eat dinner or lunch. Scrub the floors. That's when you get down on your hands and knees and you clean the floor with soap and water because it's dirty. You might scrub the kitchen floor, the bathroom floor, for example. The example sentence we have for the verb scrub, Bill had to scrub the floor after he spilled paint on it because paint is hard.To clean, you really have to use a lot of power. And that's the idea of scrubbing. It's cleaning something that's quite dirty. So the girl does these kinds of things, this kind of housework. But the boy, it says, they only want him to spend his time on schoolwork without bothering to do any chores. Oh, so the brother doesn't have to do this. He just has to do his homework and no chores. Well, chores and housework...It's kind of similar. A chore is a small job that you have to do, usually around your house. So cleaning your clothes or cleaning up your room, washing the bathroom, doing the dishes, folding the laundry, that kind of thing. These are chores. For example, we could say Ray's weekly chores include taking out the garbage and cleaning his room. Those are chores that many young people have to do.
这样听起来的话 chores 其实也就是家事的意思对不对像什么折衣服啊或什么这个拖地啊或洗浴室啊之类的其实就是 housework 那这两个字呢刚刚好都搭配上动词的 do housework 做家事 do some chores 也是做家事就是那些我们刚刚提到的小事那哪一些小事呢如果是真的是很传统的观念都觉得女生要去做家事像是 wash the dishes, do dishes, 洗碗啊，或者是那个刷地板啊，我们现在都是拖地，对不对？那有可能地板有时候因为很脏，所以要用刷的，用肥皂，用水啊，用刷地板的刷，在这里看到的是 scrub, scrubbing the floors, doing dishes, 这一些家事。但是好像呢，奇怪耶，那个哥哥或弟弟都不用做家事。
All right, she also says that the parents pay more attention to his future than mine. So her parents are more interested in her brother's future, what he'll do after school for work and things. They don't really care about her, she says. I focus a lot on my schoolwork and have dreams of my own, like studying abroad. Yet my parents say those are unnecessary.So the girl wants to do many things too. She works hard at school. She focuses on her schoolwork. And she has dreams. There's things that she wants to do, like study abroad. Abroad is basically overseas, in another country, in another place, not where you live. So if you're studying overseas or abroad, you might be going to school in Australia or Canada or Britain or somewhere like that. The example sentence we have for abroad, I plan to go abroad for 2 months next summer. So I'm leaving to go to another country for 2 months next summer. So she wants to do these things, but her parents say that those things are unnecessary. They're not that important. They're not something she needs to do. Maybe they think that she should just finish high school, get married, and have babies. And she thinks, that's not a very interesting life. She doesn't want to do that.
对啊，因为接下来他又讲到了为什么父母亲会很 old-fashioned, 很传统呢？因为父母亲好像比只注重这个哥哥或者是弟弟的一些未来 future。那在这边的注重啊，注意力啊，要着重什么什么叫做 pay attention to something。所以奇怪，那我的未来呢？我也很想要像出国念书啊 ，study abroad。abroad 就是到海外出国的意思，所以我们常常说我要出国念书，不管是读大学或读研究所，或者是攻读博士，都叫做 study abroad。然后还有其他的事情啊，可是父母亲都觉得不必要诶。necessary 是必要的意思，前面加上 un 变成否定字 ，unnecessary 不必要的。
The parents, she says, her parents say, I don't need to be successful, and all I need is to find a good husband. There you go. That's what her parents...
This is weird, but well, she's very, not successful, and she can have a good husband.
It's, well, it's,
it doesn't make sense.
She just needs to be pretty. She doesn't need to be successful in her job, or, you know, become a doctor or a lawyer. That's not important. She just needs to find a good husband, a man who will take care of her.
A man will not take care of her.
Well, that's kind of old-fashioned thinking. That's what the parents are doing there. So they're saying she doesn't need to be successful. She doesn't need to work hard and do stuff with her life. She doesn't need to go to a good school and go to a good university, get a good job, you know, move up in her company. That's the kind of thing people would say, oh, you're successful. You worked hard at something and you did it in the end. So, you know...You got a good job, or you got a lot of money, or you studied really hard and became a doctor or a lawyer. A lot of people would look at that and go, wow, you're really successful. You really worked hard and you did something that all of us think is a good thing to do. So, but the parents say that's not important for her. She just needs to, you know, be pretty and then a nice rich man will, a successful man will marry her. And that's all she needs to do as a girl.
This is really old-fashioned.
It's very old-fashioned. Well, I mean, it's not that old-fashioned. Like, even 40 or 50 years ago, this was normal for thousands of years, right?
好啦。
Yeah.
但是这个还是对于现在来说还是很 old-fashioned 的。甚至我们对于所谓的 successful 的定义也很 old-fashioned 的啊。什么叫成功？诶，成功就是好像这个什么事业上很成功才叫 successful 嘛。那这个女生好像只要长得漂亮就好了，然后可以嫁个好老公就可以啦。不过还是要看一下这个重点。Successful, success 是名词的所谓的成功，后面加上 ful 就变成我们常讲的成功的 successful.
Now she says it's really not fair, and that's not all. So what she thinks is this isn't fair. Something fair is equal. Everyone is the same. But she's saying it's not fair. My brother gets to do all this good stuff. I don't get to do anything. That's not equal.It's not fair. She says, my brother gets anything he wants when he asks my parents. So he wants a new computer, new bicycle. They buy it for him right away. And then she says, heaven forbid I ever ask them for anything, though. They'll tell me to be patient. So they tell her, no, we can't get that for you now. Just wait. Be patient. We'll buy it for you next year or something like that.
And your husband will buy you.
Your husband will buy it for you and, yeah, when you get married. But it's not the same as with her brother who gets whatever he wants. And she feels, of course, that's not fair. Whatever happened to girls and boys being equal? Right? She heard about this. Her friends, it's like that. But what about her? It's not like that. It's very unequal. It's not fair.
是不太公平啊。不过在这边呢，有一个很重要的片语叫做 heaven forbid.、What does that mean?
Basically, you're kind of saying, oh, you know, that would be too much, right?、You're sort of saying, God will stop that from happening because、it's just too much. It's too crazy. And it's a very good thing to talk about in our shortcut for you. So let's do that.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you attacking the machine?
Oh, I can't withdraw my money.
Well, do you have money in your account?
Yes, but the machine's out of cash.
That's unfortunate.If that happened to me, heaven forbid, I might try to fight the ATM too.
Why are you talking about religion?
What? Oh, you mean heaven. Heaven forbid means I hope it doesn't happen. Or, God forbid.
I see. Heaven forbid means 但愿别发生老天也不允许
Yep. If I had to go through something like what you're going through, heaven forbid...I would lose my patience.
Oh, stop reminding me of my troubles.
I'm sorry.
For you chat.
Well, we found out that this poor girl, she has to do a lot of housework. Her brother, though, doesn't do any, so that's not fair. Here's our chat question.Who does the housework in your home?
That's a good question.
Is it your husband, your mom, your brother, your sister? Who is it?
In my house?
In your home, yeah.
In my home, I do most of the housework.
You do?
I do.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But my husband shares some.
He helps?
Yeah, he helps.
Okay, so do you sort of have jobs, like he does this job, you do that, or do you, you know, just do what you need to do?
Whereas,
you know, I do the clothes, you clean the bathroom, I clean the kitchen, I do the garbage.
I do the clothes.
You do the clothes.
And he washes the dishes.
Okay.
And cleans the bathroom.
Okay.
But I sweep them up.
Okay. That's pretty good. I do all of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're such a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
Are you lying?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not.
You must be lying, Michael.
No, I'm not. I think the difference is, well, my wife is a little bit lazier than me.
Okay.
And she works hard, too, you know, so she can be tired. So I understand that. And I think she just doesn't mind more dirt. So where it gets to for her to be, oh, this is too dirty, for me it's already too dirty. You know what I mean? So
she
wins because she can live with a little bit more dirt than me.
So
it gets this dirty, I clean it.So when it gets that dirty, she'll clean it,、
okay.
but I've already done it. Anyway, so it's nice to help out, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't do a lot of housework. It's nice to help out. Help your mom, help your dad, help your brother do some housework、
right.
And talk about that.
Boys are not better than girls.
Sometimes I wish I were a boy so people would treat me differently, especially my parents.I feel like they're so old-fashioned when it comes to boys and girls because they always treat my younger brother better than me. My parents always ask me to do housework, like scrubbing the floors and doing dishes, but they only want him to spend his time on his schoolwork without bothering to do any chores. They pay more attention to his future than mine. I focus a lot on my schoolwork and have dreams of my own, like studying abroad. Yet, my parents say those are unnecessary. They say I don't need to be successful, and all I need is to find a good husband. It's really not fair, and that's not all. My brother gets anything he wants when he asks my parents. Heaven forbid I ever ask them for anything, though, they'll tell me to be patient. Whatever happened to girls and boys being equal?
Vocabulary Review. Treat. We should treat all people with care and respect. Old-fashioned. The TV drama takes place in the past, so the actors wear lots of old-fashioned clothing. Scrub. We scrubbed the dishes well to make sure they were completely clean. Chore. The children do chores around the house to help their parents. Abroad. Students sometimes study abroad to learn more about another culture. Successful. Becoming successful is not easy, but it can be done through hard work.